question about Uncle Joe. Did he really shoot his mule?
No, he shot Daddy's mule.
So the story I had heard was he had corn out behind his house, and he was going to, the deer were eating the corn, so he was going to get out there one night and kill the deer, and he shined a light, saw some eyes, shot it, went in the house. The next day morning, he went out there, and he had shot a mule. But he thought he shot at the deer.
A big horse weighing about 1,300 pounds.
So he shot whose horse?
Shot Daddy's.
No, it wasn't his. It was Wilson's horse. Lived up there on the, where Roy Husky used to live. A man named Wilson used to live there and bought that place.
But he did. He did do that. I mean, he thought he was going to shoot a deer that was eating his corn and shot a horse. Yeah.
But all he's doing was trying to get some meat. He didn't care how much corn.
Oh, okay.
Deer ate. He went out there and shot him. The next day or two, they asked him. He said, "Don't you know the difference between a mule's eye and a deer's eye?" And he said, "Yes, $100." That's what they charged him for the old mule.
Charging for that horse, it wasn't no mule.
Old mules, they worked better than horses, didn't they?
Yeah, they were slower.
Yeah.
Dumber.
But they were hard working.
Turn that fan up just one notch.
Well, did you ever know any of the Sweeneys?
Yeah.
Up there from around Rise, Rise.
Be the third.
Rise. The Sweeneys, past the Grandma Reeps, were the Sweeneys.
On the post.
And when I raised tomatoes, I went up and saw the Sweeneys.
One, two, three.
And Mr. and Mrs. Sweeney, he would start a sentence, his wife always finished it. Or if he'd if she started a sentence, he would finish it. They were the funniest couple, the old couple. They would, neither one could ever finish a whole sentence if they were together. But he's the one that, he did plow with a mule and years ago, and then he bought a tractor and all. But he taught me a lot about raising tomatoes. But they were a sweet couple.
When I was about 22 or 23, I come down to go deer hunting. Back in them days, everything shut down for deer season. You just go.
Yeah.
But I come down to go deer hunting with Daddy. He got out there that morning, got him a couple of slugs out of a whiskey bottle. Said, "I'll give person kills the first buck deer, I'll give my shotgun." I killed him. So I took his old shotgun. My shotgun, the only way you could shoot it, it was so worn out, the shell slide back and forth in the chamber. And if you pointed it down, the plunger, the
hammer.
Yeah. Well, that's not what it called.
Okay.
Wouldn't hit the
the pin?
Pin. Firing pin, firing would not pin. Hit the shell.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know it. The only way I could shoot it, I'd stick it straight up and then level it down real easy, and it'd shoot. He didn't know it. So I got his old shotgun, brand new. He just bought it like 2 weeks earlier. I got his new shotgun. That's one Dale's got now. And, man, it just broke his heart. He just had a dying fit because he'd given the shotgun away. I said, "No, you told me the first one. I want it. I took it." About 2 weeks later, I bought him another gun, a little automatic, and that's not right, that's not the gun. It is the gun. Then I bought him another gun a 20 gauge, because that 12 gauge kicked a little bit too hard, and I gave Dale both the guns. He's got them up there now, Daddy.
Yeah.
But he lost his shotgun. He opened his mouth one time too much. You remember Church Burnett?
Oh, one-eyed.